Well, good morning. How are you this morning? It's afternoon. It's not afternoon yet, but it will be by the time we're done. Do you remember which symbol we did last week?
Mm-hmm.
The flower. And what else was underneath the flower? Roots. And it was the root of the stump of... Do you remember the name? Jesse. Oh, yes. You were listening. That's good. So, do you remember which symbol we were going to do today? The star. Look at that star. One of the kids in the first service said that could go supernova any minute. That would be a day in church to remember. It's a star. It's a wonderful star. Can you think of what we need stars for? Light at night, yeah. Sun is a star. Ooh, that's an important one. Do you remember anything else we use stars for?
The stars are
for the nighttime, yeah. They're like ball. Okay, Miss Science, okay. Constellations, yeah, but you're right. They're constellations. They're balls of burning, fiery gas, right? Very cool. Long way away. Well, they're used for one other thing. A lot of other things, but a very exciting thing. A long time ago, way back when, before anyone, if you can imagine, was ever living on Oahu, before the condominiums... Someone said when there were dinosaurs, and I said, I don't think there were dinosaurs here, but a long time ago, some people came here from far, far away in Polynesia. Did they have a little, you know what a GPS is? Global positioning system. It's a great box that you can, I could punch in your address, and it would say, that's how you get there. And I can push a button, and it says, you're right here. At 151 degrees north, you know, it's just really wonderful. It can tell you right where you are. But way back when, the only way they could find their way across the ocean was with stars. And they also looked at what else? Well, the North Star was one of the ones. It's not the most important one, believe it or not, in this part of the world. But yeah, they would look at the stars and the currents and the wind, and they found their way across the whole ocean. It turns out there's three stars that at a certain time of the year, they're right over the top of our island. And if you're in some other places, you can look and you can follow those stars through the night and the wind and the currents. And those amazing people way back when were able to find their way here all the way across the ocean with a star. Well, another time, even before that, right around that time, somebody else got found by a star. Can you remember who that was? Who else was found with a star? Yes, my dear? Yes, always the right answer. Jesus. Jesus also was found with a star. It said there was a star that hung over Bethlehem and over the manger. And if you see the paintings, there's a light coming down onto the baby Jesus from the star. And so we use the star as a way to remember that we find our way to Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. And that star that hung over Bethlehem is one of the symbols that we use to find our way. So, stars are more than just big balls of burning, swirling helium and gaseous stuff. They're how we find our way. So think about it. When you see the star at Christmas time and the star up on top of the tree, we remember the star that guides us to Jesus. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.